VS, time to head into the interview studio with Judith Merriweather.
And joining me in the care of VS Studios this afternoon, I am delighted to say, are Brooke Hanneman and Jody Taylor from Lake Charles and the 2019 Banners Cultural Season. Brooke is the director and Jody is the assistant director of Banners, here to talk about the 26th annual Banners series. It's pretty amazing. I announce these things year after year, but somehow you just run the years together and you think, oh, it's just been going on a little while, hasn't it? 26 years, that's pretty wonderful. And you all are as determined to create an amazing series as they were in the very beginning. And I think both of you just joined the team this past year. So welcome to Banners and welcome to KRVS Studios. We often announce things happening in Lake Charles, and it makes me very envious how much creativity and activity goes on over there. So we're great. We're very glad to have you in our studios. I think we should start off by letting our audience know what Banners is. I announce it every year. Probably people in the Lake area may be a little more intimately familiar with it. But let's describe what its mission is. What is the Banners series? Jody?
Well, Banners is a long-running arts and humanities organization. We're based out of McNeese State University. So the mission, it started as a way to bundle lectures and performance components, music, theater, everything together within this two-month season. And you know, it really gives a lot of extra attention to each individual event. We're just so proud to be there and honored to hold this office there.
Well, and I like the way you say bundle all of these things going on, because these are things that actually are happening at McNeese. Normally, you've got great performances, great music department, theater, art, amazing visual arts professors at the university, wonderful historians over there. I've had many of them here in our studios. It's really nice to bundle that together, as you say, and show it to people and say, look what we have. And here's where you can experience it. You don't have to be a student at McNeese in order to experience these great lectures and performances. Everyone in the community can. So that was a wonderful thought then, and it remains just an incredible bundling. I'm going to keep using that word. That's good.
It is.
So it's arts and humanities, and you really bring in all elements of that in this series. You mentioned a few things. I know underneath on this great poster, you have really nice artwork this year. You list film, music, lecture, performance. And film has been a big component of the series from the beginning as well. Mm-hmm. So you're, again, both new to it, but Jody, you're from Lake Charles, so mm-hmm. you must have grown up knowing about the Banners series and it being right. a part of, you know, the cultural life of Lake Charles. So how nice to be working here with Banners as well. When do you remember being sort of aware of Banners, and what are some of the events that you attended that you really appreciated?
Well, and you know, it's funny, you mentioned that too. I was familiar with Banners first as a student at mm-hmm, McNeese. Mm-hmm. I worked for the Contraband there, the newspaper on campus, as the arts and entertainment editor. So you can imagine
yes.
I had some contact with the Banners series then. But, you know, and recently you mentioned, you know, that we have this focus going back all the way. I've been going through and collecting some of those rosters from the very beginning, and the names, I mean, even though I may have been there, it's easy to forget the level of talent that is passing through
right.
our area mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. has performed for the Banners series. It's really just amazing.
Yes.
Global.
Right.
You know,
it is.
Right. People who were very well known then and people who have since become quite famous
exactly.
and well known.
That's right.
And that's been a hallmark of the Banners series as well. So what a good thing that you were going back and looking at all those rosters, because we do forget some of the great performers and lecturers who have attended a series like this. But it becomes a part of the fabric of the community, and it really adds to the pride of people in a community when you're just just aware that people like that are coming here. They're performing here. They're speaking here. We have this opportunity to participate in that cultural life. So it's a what a good thing. You should maybe publish all those rosters on your website. People can flip through it and remember what Banners has done for the community. So and here as well. And we are so glad you're here because many people do go over to the Lake Area for the Banners series. Yes. And I know I have over the years and just love what you all offer. Now, you were not originally from Lake Charles.
No, but I had an experience actually with Banners when I came here that I hope the new people to Lake Charles have. Mm-hmm. When I got here, I wanted to find out what Lake Charles was like. And so I was immediately keyed into Banners, and I said, that's what I want for my Christmas present. And I got that for my Christmas present and was just blown away with the talent that was on stage there in Lake Charles. Mm-hmm, and then you get to realize, too, we have an embarrassment of riches in terms of talent in that area that you might expect only to see in New York or somewhere else, you know, where people are living as artists day to day. But there's so many people that can collaborate with us, and we're really eager also to highlight some of the performers. I know, you know, we have an opening show, Josephine Baker, Burlesque Cabaret Dream Play, but she's going to be performing with some of our local jazz musicians. So not only do we get to spotlight national and international talent, but we also get to spotlight some of our own talent.
Right.
That's great.
And you can't underestimate the effect of a program like Banners on that native talent. The fact that it's there for everyone, even as children. I mean, 26 years old, you have artists and writers and performers in your community who went as children probably to some of these events. So you can't underestimate how that feeds the creative life of a community. Very important. It's not just a one-time thing and people see it and say how nice, but it sparks creativity.
There are adults that have come to me and said that I was a child and grew up with Banners and now I'm doing this with my life, and they're coming back and wanting to volunteer with us, and that's exciting to see that generational continuance.
That's right. Absolutely. No, that is definitely the value of a program like that in a community. So let's start off at the beginning of the series. It kicks off in March. Although, as I was mentioning, I saw something recently. You all have a presence throughout the year, and just recently you did post something about a classroom that's going to be doing some outreach activities, and you all were participating in that. So you're doing things within the community throughout the year, and really trying to encourage outreach and diversity as well.
Yes.
So the series itself will start in the beginning of March, but you all are working all year long in the community. It's a two-month season, and it's spread out really nicely over those several weeks, so you can make a lot of the events.
You can.
So you mentioned the Josephine Baker Review. Is that the opening of
that,
that kicks off the Banners?
That is our kickoff event, is Josephine Baker Burlesque Dream Play. And it just talks about Josephine Baker, who was the first woman of color born in our country to become an international superstar. And so it's that story and a one-woman show that has won awards all over the North American circuit. And we're excited to have them kind of kick us off.
All right. Now, I know that we're going to be talking about a number of events and performances. You all have seasons tickets, but people can also get individual tickets,
absolutely,
I believe. And all of that is at your website. Sometimes I imagine people driving going, wait, I want to write that down. How much?
Banners.org.
Banners.org. All the information you need about some of these
all
events
there.
We're talking about, and also any information about tickets as well.
And our other partner in crime who's not here with us, Jessica Hart, just made an amazingly beautiful new website, which everyone should go check out at banners.org.
Banners.org. I've always loved the ring of that web address. I don't know, banners.org. It's very easy, and it's a lovely site. And the artwork, as I mentioned, is really beautiful. So great credit to whoever created that.
Oren Parker did an amazing job.
Did.
We had a chance to sit and talk with him afterwards and just give him lots of love about the poster that he put together. And he said, you know, we don't often get response from the people we work for just in that business. And so he loved working with us, and he just did a beautiful job of kind of encapsulating the season itself being dance, art, music, theater. And he did that with a wonderful image of a woman dancing and holding a violin and drama masks.
There's just so much enthusiasm in that image and bravado.
Joy.
Yes, it's really lovely. So that's on your poster, all your promotional materials, and on your website as well. That's really worth checking out there. So you start off with a really wonderful review, lots of energy in that one. But as we mentioned, it's a huge lineup and lots of diversity. I know we were talking about that before we went on the air. How do you put together a program like this? What do you all talk about when you're thinking, you started last spring, last summer, thinking about this lineup? What do you sit down with your paper and what do you want to make sure you include? What do you want to offer to people as far as diverse programming?
I think one of the things about Banners that's so beautiful is that in order to get a membership, it's only $80 to see, 18 different events. Mm-hmm. There's no gamble there at that point. So we have the luxury of being able to expand and give diverse programming that people of all different races and ages and backgrounds and socioeconomic backgrounds would enjoy. And so we really want to give something diverse. Within the mission of Banners is that we provide high-quality arts and humanities programming that you would not see elsewhere. And so I think that's something that we've keyed into as a group recently and thought, okay, what are we doing that actually is something that's new and different and exciting?
That's a great starting point. Mm-hmm. That's very thoughtful. And then you go from there,
yes.
And you have created an amazing program this year. I love everything that you're offering here. So why don't we go through it and give people a sense of that diversity that you all have included in the season. Again, we started off with Josephine Baker. What goes next? What happens next?
That opening weekend is
it's
not
packed.
To be missed.
Okay.
Yes. Josephine, I encourage anyone to look that up. The production is just beautiful. And then the following night, we have a rising star in the bluegrass scene, Billy Strings, 26 years old. He's playing the Grand Ole Opry. What is it, 9 days before he's in Lake Charles? For the very first time, he's at the Opry. So we're so excited to welcome him right after he plays this just mecca of bluegrass and country music.
And he's as old as the Banner series, 26 years old.
I did not even
think about that. We're going to give him a birthday cake.
I know, you
Banner.
Really should.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I think that says something exciting, too, about your series, that, you know, these artists, again, a series like this just helps to inspire artists, and whether he was directly inspired still. That's a lovely number. So you've got Josephine Baker, you've got bluegrass, I mean, all right in the beginning.
Great opening weekend, yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And then I know that during the week sometimes you do include, you know, other types, maybe more lectures, some things, or it's not all just wild performance. You really do mix it up. So
most definitely.
Mm-hmm.
We do. We have a Professor Bullhoff from McNeese State University, and his mother was a famous philosopher and author, and he's going to give a lecture on her, and that's going to be that March 12th, right at the beginning there, too. So, and our lecture series is really interesting this year. We have a fusion kind of performance / lecture with the Americans. And that came from inspired from a documentary that talks about pre-war recording eras and looks at music from all the way from Hawaii over to the coast. And they're going to play a little and talk a little and play a little and talk a little. And then we have a gentleman who's also fascinating, and he's coming in from New Orleans. I think he was a police officer for a few decades, a decorated officer who's also a psychologist. And he talks about what it takes to take a normal brain like ours and what needs to happen to turn that person into a violent criminal. And then once that happens, how does he then find his victims? So it's just a testament to the diversity of just, you know, the season through the lectures.
Well, absolutely. Just between what Jody was talking about and the lectures you're talking about, something for everybody. And as you were saying, too, you hope that people will try something that they hadn't thought to try before.
Yeah.
They'll attend a lecture
exactly.
about a topic that maybe they hadn't thought they were interested in, or listen to some music that maybe is not the thing they listen to every day. But
that's the hope.
Yeah, absolutely. And some of these nice collaborative presentations where there's talk and performance, and that's sort of demonstration lectures. It's very, very nice. Yeah, I noticed you have jazz also. That's it looks like it's early on in the series.
We do. Leif Peterson is bringing in some local musicians, and then he's bringing in some musicians from Brazil as well. I got a chance to see some of them play a few weeks back and notice myself just smiling dumbly at them because they were so talented. I just couldn't look away. So they're going to be coming to join us. And we have a great jazz following, so we always try to give a little jazz.
Right. Well, okay. So, I mean, it's building right here. People are really seeing the different things that you're offering to everyone. We had mentioned film, and one of the events that really caught my eye was a great documentary on John Donahue.
Yes.
And I know he's a great favorite with a lot of people, and I think that should be quite attractive to many people in the community.
Yes. And we're having it on St. Patrick's Day, so if you don't want to go out and drink green beer, you can come and watch the film with us, and we'll have a talk later. I had the wonderful opportunity to meet with John in Galway and spend a time at a retreat with him, and so our showing will also include some anecdotes and just an inside look at John O'Donohue and how he operated in the world.
Right, right. So many people follow his talks and have his books and read his poetry. And so that will be a lovely addition to your film offerings. And documentaries are so popular these days. People really enjoy seeing them. And there's so many well-done documentaries. So what other films are you all offering in addition to the John Donahue?
Well, there's one, Abdullah Ibrahim, A Struggle for Love. And we're showing that specifically and mindfully a few days before he actually comes to town. And he is a gentleman who, talk about 9 days, 9 days after being on our stage, he will be on the Kennedy Center's stage, and he will be given the National Endowment for the Arts Jazz Master Award. And there is no higher award for that that type of music in our nation. So we want people to get a little taste of him, an intimate inside look at him, so they can come and appreciate him even more.
Wow, that's a very nice connection there, and really a way of, I guess, deepening our appreciation of the arts as well. When you see it in two different forms, you remember it better, you understand it better. So that's a lovely thing that the Banner Series is doing. And then my eye is just falling on all kinds of things. That
good, come to them all.
The Puddles Pity Party, like mixed in with these lovely, serious other performances. Tell us about that one, the Puddles Pity Party.
We were so excited that came through, especially on April Fool's Day of all days.
Wow, of course.
I mean, of
course.
Any better, yeah.
But if you're not familiar with Puddles, his tagline, the sad clown with the golden voice, he is an amazing performer, this beautiful voice, but it is packaged in a 7-foot clown. You know, he doesn't speak. He only sings. It's a very theatrical stage show, interactive. He involves the audience very, very much so. People are so excited about this show coming to town, and we're really excited to host that at the Civic Center in Rosa Hart Theater, such a beautiful venue.
Well, and even just to tell people, I'm going to the Puddles Pity Party
April Fool's.
Right,
yeah.
Right. Who wouldn't want to say that?
Right.
And is that for all ages, or is it it's more of an adult pity party?
Yeah, you know, there is no explicit content.
There might be a little more sophisticated.
It is.
Yes.
Okay.
There is a capacity for some darker elements.
Okay.
You know, some of the covers range from, just a
chandelier.
Wide range.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, anything
okay.
from
range,
modern
right.
hits to he goes back to and does Pixie songs or,
okay.
you know, there's
yeah.
there's
so
just
it's not a children's birthday party.
No,
type.
Not necessarily. Yeah. But we've had an outpouring of response from this one. Mm-hmm, I mean, the ticket sales, we're really encouraging anyone who wants to go see that one to definitely get tickets ahead of time and not try and just go to the door.
Okay. All right. And then I have to say, I just... The Red Hot Chili Pipers.
Yay.
That is not peppers. You're right. I said pipers. Red Hot Chili Pipers.
That's right.
What do these people do?
Bag rock is what they call it. Bagpipe rock and roll.
Bag rock.
Yes, it doesn't get any better than that. It's a stage full of gentlemen in kilts rocking out
with bagpipes. I'm going to have to ask Cecil, our music director, if he's ever heard of bag rock.
Paul McCartney loves this band.
He likes bag rock?
Oh, yeah, he does. I think they even played at the Olympics.
Let's just say they played some huge stages at the Olympics, the soccer. You know, it's
who'd have thought?
Yeah.
And you can hear it all at the Banner Series
Lake
Charles.
Absolutely.
I mean, what more do you need in your life right now than the Red Hot Chili Pipers and the Puddles Pity Party?
That's Valhalla. You're done at that point.
Right. If you're listening, just tuning in right now and wondering what this wondrous event is we're talking about, my guests are from Lake Charles. They are with the Banner Series. Brooke Hanneman is the director of the Banner Series. Jody Taylor is the assistant director of Banners. And they are here talking about this, the 26th annual Banner Series that kicks off formally in the beginning of March and features some very sophisticated lectures and Puddles Pity Party and just an incredible array of performances and films and lectures. And it's just an amazing series, has been for 26 years and obviously is doing just fine and is really taking its mission seriously to be a part of McNeese's desire to reach into the community and share the great culture that is at the university and to really make a continuity between community and university and culture and humanities as well.
That's
so
right.
Great job there. And we're only on the first page of the series. But you too can go to the website, banners.org, and find a complete listing of all of these events, performances, and just find out more about Banners as well. We did talk a bit about Abdullah Ibrahim, the documentary, and then also that performance, which will be end of March, beginning of April. Also, the lecture that you mentioned, I think, Going Inside Criminal Minds. Mm-hmm. And then you have poets as well. You have not only people lecturing, but you have writers who read. And I think Robert Cooper is going to be speaking.
Mm-hmm. Robert Cooper is a much beloved writer from our area who has done poetry readings for us in the past. This year, we have enticed him to also talk about his travels. And his wife is a captain, ship captain. She has circumnavigated multiple times, and he has traveled all over the world and amassed amazing stories. So he's going to give us a wonderful performance talk on April the 11th.
Wow. So we need to include writers as well. And Lake Charles has a really interesting group of writers in the past and currently. You have playwrights, short story writers, and so that he's in that great tradition.
He
and
is.
Certainly will be inspiring others to write as well. And then you have something called A Digital History of Engagement with Jared Lofsted. Tell us about that one.
That one is going to be a really neat kind of hybrid performance/lecture mm-hmm. type of thing, too. This gentleman does archival work through photography and videography. And so he's going to be taking stuff from our own archives and performances, and he's going to unveil a video that encapsulates that and talk about how you take material like that and turn it into a work of art. So he's going to close out our season, and that's April 30th.
Well, and that's a really interesting topic. There are a lot of young artists around here and many artists that are exhibited at our university art museum who are doing just that.
Yeah.
And they really don't feel the need for boundaries between these different art forms.
Sure.
So what a great way to be ending the season to say, look what's happening out there. Look what people are doing. You don't have to stay in one slot.
Yeah.
You can do bag rock.
Yeah.
You don't have to just be, you can break those boundaries and really mix it up. Now, you do have some family events. I noticed you had the family film screening of Sing, and that's definitely for all ages,
all
right?
All ages, yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. That's a near and dear one to our hearts. That's it's about a koala who's trying to keep a theater up and running and turns to doing a singing contest, and many characters come out for that. And it's just heartbreaking and beautiful, and I think it really also speaks to the passion of performance and the passion of collaboration. And I think that, you know, while we reach out to the children, we really at Banners look to the cultural torchbearers of the next generation. And right. we want to make sure that we're instilling passion in the children as well and letting them have that creative outlet or see how wonderful and freeing it is to be mm-hmm. able to play in a theater or sing right. or paint or write. So.
Yeah, so in 25 years for the 50th uh-huh. or 51st season, you're going to have a performer who was at this event.
Yes,
that's yep, right.
Absolutely. Yes. you also have a guitar performance. So many people love guitars, mm-hmm. and this is a great group of guitarists.
Yes, we have, well, there's one performance called Chase Paget that's called mm-hmm. Six Guitars. It's one gentleman who plays six different characters, and each one of the characters plays a different genre of guitar. So he plays blues, he plays classical, he plays rock and roll, he plays Spanish. And with each of those characters, he completely, as much of an amazing musician as he is, also as an actor, he's able to use his voice and his body to really just become these different characters, and it sweeps you away. The gentleman, I think the production value is a chair and a guitar, but you will forget that you are not
You're transported.
Yeah, it's yeah. beautiful.
Transformed and transfixed, which I think you could say about the whole Banner series. It will transform you, and what an incredible thing to have in the community. Again, if you are just tuning in, my guests are with the Banner series from Lake Charles. It's the Arts and Humanities series based